I'm out in the back garden again, waiting for the Space Shuttle and the International Space Station to pass over. We all saw it as a family earlier when it came hurtling by. In fact, were one to be able to get a really good telescope and a darn good view of it, one would have seen that they were just a few yards apart. No such luck this evening, though. Although the sky is beautifully clear. I took a photo, but it was rubbish. I'm hoping for a slightly better one in a few minutes as it passes over. Every now and then a bright star will catch my eye, teasing me, because it's a very short run this time. And there's always the risk, actually, that it'll appear not high enough in the sky for me to be able to see, because the airport's kind of in the way. I can see an aeroplane coming into land, but that's certainly not it. I've got my camera set up on a long exposure, right kind of length of time, to press a button just as soon as I see anything happening. And I'm sure, actually, I saw my first shooting star or meteor earlier, which is rather amazing. But just looking at the stars for any length of time, and one can even see the difference in colours that Beth actually says, because she's very clever at this sort of thing, told me is called redshift. I'm really finding it difficult to spot where things are. I just need to say it's 2012 now, so it will be passing over, but I don't know where it is. And it'll be a real shame if I don't see it. Come on, Space Shuttle, where are you? Problem is, it doesn't make any noise, so you can't see it. And it's definitely just over the horizon. But where over the horizon is it? It's going to take less than a minute. So I may well be lucked out on this occasion. What I have got is some fantastic photos of Orion and just a magnificent view of the stars. It just gives me an opportunity to stop and enjoy what's outside. And that's a luxury one doesn't often get, especially in these days of polluted skies as they are. Do you know, it says it's going to be less than a minute and it's now 2013, so I think I've probably missed it, which is a real shame. So it was too low in the sky. But I'm just going to take a couple more minutes to enjoy the starlight. And I might just upload some of the photos I have taken to either Twitter or Facebook. There'll be another decent one, apparently, tomorrow evening, where it's going to be right up in the sky. But of course, knowing the British weather, it could well be cloudy or even throwing it down with rain, as it was, well, less than 12 hours ago, in fact. So I'm going to head back inside now and hope for better tomorrow. Might get my video camera out and try and record it instead of taking still photographs. But when you've got things which are several hundred miles above you, hurtling along at 70,000 miles an hour, it's a bit of a difficult trick to catch, isn't it? Okay, that'll do for me, just to let you know that we went to one of these family cinema things earlier, which was great fun. It was Despicable Me, which has just come out on DVD, but it cost us £1 each for the tickets, plus obviously the usual Cineworld booking fee, and well worth going to see if you get the opportunity, even on DVD, because it's kind of like a light-hearted and with really very funny moments in a movie. Right, I'm going to take my camera and tripod back indoors, and I shall close for the time being, and wish you the rest of a good weekend. Speak to you soon. Bye.